What would it mean to be able to talk to angels? How would that change your life? Join us now on Angel Talk Tuesday as the psychic angel channelers Julie Geigel and Susan Schuler allow angels to speak directly through them, sharing messages from beyond. As you bathe in the vibrational frequency of the angels here, you will begin to open up to a stronger and clearer communication of your own. The purpose of this show is to help you awaken, expand, and remember the magnificent being that you are and the mission you came here to fulfill.
Welcome, welcome everyone. Our theme for the month is passion, and today's topic is enthusiasm in all things. This is Julie Geigel, international psychic medium, trance channeler for Archangel Metatron, and awakened healer. I offer psychic medium readings and spiritual counseling over the phone and in person in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. I also teach online spiritual classes, and you can find me over at juliegeigel.com and on Facebook at Psychic Medium Julie. And we have our Lightworkers 2 mentorship program, Susan and I do, coming up in November. We would love to invite you to join us for that. You do not need to have attended Lightworkers 1 in order to join us for the Lightworkers 2 program. It is just an ever-extended, expanding experience of connecting with like-minded people and opening up and activating that beautiful lightworker energy and how to use that in your life. And that's coming up in November. All right. And so Metatron's ready to go ahead and get started here. I'm going to ring the tincture bells to clear out any lower frequencies and create a pure sacred space for our channeling today. Welcome. I am Metatron, here in service to humanity, awakening, activating, and aligning you to your highest good. We are thrilled and delighted to join you here this day, helping you to open to all that you are and all that you've came here to experience. So feel yourself being bathed in this beautiful frequency, this beautiful Metatronic energy that is here for you now. Allow yourself to receive this healing. You are worthy. You are deserving. You are needed on this planet at this time. We are aware that there are many natural disasters occurring across the earth, and we have come to assist with grounding and anchoring in this energy so that your transition into the new consciousness that is rising is easy and effortless. If you have come here to listen today, it is no accident. You are being called. You are being asked to step up. And there isn't anything grand that you need to do. It is simply your energy, your awareness, your allowing, and so imagine coming together in this beautiful collective energy that we are all creating here, whether you are with us in this time-space reality or you have come in later to listen. It is all occurring now. And so imagine the beautiful grid across the planet, the beautiful crystalline grid, and taking your spot upon this grid as the light worker that you are, the earth angel, the way shower. And feel your power rise as you step into this spot, into this space. You are ignited by the energy from the heavens. Feel that energy come down through the top of your head, pulsing through your entire body, shooting down into Mother Earth. Showering your planet with blessings of love, light, peace, and harmony. And as you bring that energy into the planet, allow that energy to specifically move into the space that you are existing in at this moment. And feel your energy moving out into your own self, healing your own body, your own thoughts, perfect alignment with the peace and harmony that are at the core of your being. Fear is completely eradicated. It is no longer necessary. There is no value. To access your spiritual resources to navigate your life, always in a state of decisiveness, clarity, and love. Move this instant knowing into all that you do. Let us focus on your career, your work, your job. Many of you are feeling disconnected, hopeless, or filled with despair, or not seeing the meaning in what you are doing, the value. This is energy from the collective consciousness. Letting go of the fear of the planet and focusing on your own love and joy, and infusing all that you do in your work, even the most mundane tasks, with presence, with peace. As you become aware of the inner critic, the incessant need to judge and compare and criticize, you release and let go of earthly attachments to the ego, and you choose again. You choose to be the love that you are. You choose to lift the veil and reveal the truth. Again, you need not do anything grand or glorious. You need only be present in your life, filled with love and joy, constantly reaching for a higher vibrational experience, constantly creating that which you desire to experience. Stop running your life on default. Take back your power and choose to blossom and bloom wherever you are planted. For that is the key. That is the bridge to travel to where it is you desire to go. You are not stuck. You are not trapped. There is freedom all around you, and it begins with being present in your emotions and seeing with eyes of love. Allow this truth to sink deeply into the very core of your being. Letting go of that which no longer serves you, rising into the new order that is here now. I am Metatron, and I have spoken here this day. This is Julie Geigel channeling Archangel Metatron. We are taking callers in our next segment at 1-202-570-7057. Call in for a free psychic reading.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Change and growth are part of natural life and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the Om Times Experts program. With Om Times Experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
Do you need help with relationships, romance, or career? I'm a triple-tested, accurate, and ethical psychic medium and spiritual counselor. Simply click on my Call Me Now button at juliegeigel.com.
Mediumship readings offer much closure and healing. This is Susan Schuler. Let me connect you to your loved ones on the other side. Schedule an appointment at mediumsusan.com.
And we are the Psychic Angel Channelers from Angel Talk Tuesday, hosted every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern on OhmTimesRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Well, I finally did it. I opened a 401k.
What? Why? Just wait for the inheritance. We've definitely got a rich uncle somewhere. We're one call away from the winner's circle at the Derby, dinners with multiple forks, a vacation home in the country, using summer as a verb.
You don't actually think that, do you?
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Hi, this is Julie Geigel with Angel Talk Tuesday, and we have our beautiful co-host, Susan Schuler. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Julie. How's everything today?
Oh, beautiful, beautiful, as that shadow week of retrograde finally moves out. I've been
Hallelujah.
Told by Metatron that Friday is like the magic day. It's all over.
And thank goodness.
Fresh starts are opening for us all.
Absolutely. That sounds really, really terrific, because I don't know about you, I could sure use it.
Yes, I saw that post you made about somebody stealing your laundry. OMG, you poor girl.
Yeah, I love my neighborhood, but it has its downfalls.
Wow, talk about shadow week of retrograde.
Yikes. Exactly. Exactly.
Well, we're taking live callers right now at 1-202-570-7057. We do love to give away a free psychic reading every show. So if you have a psychic question, or if you'd like to just call in and say hello, comment on the messages Metatron brought through with our channeling, we would love to engage with you directly. Again, that number is 1-202-570-7057. All right, we'll go ahead and jump into our awesome discussion on the messages today. Susan, you want to start us off?
Sure. I couldn't write quick enough today. Some days are like that when he gets going. It's just like, slow down. Because sometimes it's like you speak slower than others, and so sometimes it's easier. Today was not easy. You were on fire today, so it was not an easier day. One of the things that he started off with, which I always find very interesting, he said something to the effect of, if you came to listen today, it is no accident. You are being called to step up. And then he went on to talk about allowing it to happen. And throughout your channel, he said several times, he mentioned the words allow and choose. And this makes me feel a little bit better, because it does tell us about how we do have so much input into the way that we do move our lives forward. Because I think especially now with all these weather and things that you had mentioned on the planet, you do get a sense of feeling a little out of control. Things are beyond your realm. But I like the way that he brought it back and said they're not beyond our realm. We have the control. We have this ability to heal. Then I also love where he was talking about healing the self and healing the planet. And I think this goes back to, once again, of feeling like we do have a little bit more control, and that we're not, and even as he almost like said at the very end, it's like, take back your power. So it was interesting. I mean, it was like the whole channel ran like a whole complete nice circle that was very tied up at the end. But when he was talking about the feelings of hopelessness and despair, or the collective consciousness, and I always feel better when he talks about the collective consciousness, because sometimes I'll go through a week and I'll think to myself, oh God, what's going on? Why am I, and you think it's just you. So when he mentions the collective consciousness and you realize, wow, everybody's dealing with this. It's almost like there's solidarity in the fact that this is something that everybody on the planet's going through. We're in this together. We can get through this together, and we can choose to really rise to the occasion. I don't know, Jill, do you want to add anything else before I keep going?
Yeah, that collective consciousness. I know, like, on, I think it was Friday, I was having trouble seeing. I'm like, oh my gosh, what's going on with my eyes? But yeah, really feeling the energy moving through, and Hurricane Irma definitely felt beautiful to do a beautiful healing this morning with Metatron for them, especially. I know I was kind of holding them in my thoughts, you know, and we've got Texas still recovering from their Hurricane Harvey, and, you know, all around the world, we've got stuff that's going on. So yeah, this collective consciousness of fear. I mean, I couldn't imagine being completely displaced from your home, and then when you do return, there's no home left. And that's just happening to so many people across our planet right now. So yeah, we are light workers. We are feeling their pain. We are really tuning in to this struggle that is occurring here on the planet. And so it just kind of hits us sometimes like a lead brick. I don't know about you, but yeah, a semi-truck. And you're like, what's going on? What's happening here? Well, there's nothing happening. There's nothing going on. It is, you are picking up to the frequency of the energy that's occurring on the planet. And as a light worker, when you're feeling that, it is all of these souls that are drawing on your energy for strength. And it's like plugging in. It's like you're the battery. They're needing a charge. Make sure you're plugged in. Otherwise, they're going to zap the life out of you. And make sure that you are tuning into the universal life force and drawing your energy from universal life force. So it's like that Reiki energy where we're a conduit and people are just naturally pulling from our energy, from anything, any energy, anywhere. So it's important as light workers, you know, watch your diet, get plenty of sleep, meditate, get out in nature. Nature is very, very grounding. Animals, your animals are here to help you stay grounded and help you stay plugged in for the planet. I know there were so many prayer chains going around on Facebook all weekend long. Every couple hours, anytime it passed my mind, I tried to post some kind of a love and light or a healing or a pray for the planet, because that keeps that prayer chain just ever vigilant. And I know that our prayers made a difference, made a huge difference for everyone everywhere.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I think that it's so interesting because, I mean, you know how they always say thoughts are tangible, prayers can be tangible, they can be felt. I love the way that Metatron talked about it being a grid, and to imagine the grid across the planet and to take your place within that grid. Like I said, I'm visual, so it helps me to kind of see that. And so it doesn't feel as touchy-feely to me. It's more tangible as well. And I just love the way he was talking about feeling your power rise as you were stepping into your place. And then just showering the planet with love, light, and harmony. Because, I mean, you're absolutely right. There have been, I mean, I saw several things, you know, even as in the instant messenger. But it's so needed right now. And I do feel it. It's funny, Julie, because honestly, it took me a while before I caught on. You know what I mean? Even when you're as tuned in as we are, to be cognizant of the fact of, oh, this isn't me that I'm feeling.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because suddenly when you have that awareness that this isn't coming from inside of you, then it's much easier to move back into balance and to ground yourself, because then you're like, oh, people need me. Somebody needs me right now. Somebody's drawing on my energy. Let me help them. Let me share my light with them. And I mean, you are tapping into all of the spiritual resources that are available to everyone everywhere, but a lot of those people are in fear and they're blocked. They can't see. It's like they're all blind. And so it's just a beautiful gift. And I mean, I just commend everyone that's here today listening, and you know, whether you listen to our archives, it makes no difference. I know Metatron mentioned that today, that time is an illusion, so it's all happening right now, always. And so thank you for showing up today.
And I do love the fact that there are no coincidences, there are no mistakes. And it's like, especially for those people who might be listening who are like, oh, I had this planned and I just sort of ended up here and I didn't plan it. I don't know how it is like divine intervention, wherever you are and whatever you're kind of listening to kind of get you where you're supposed to be. And I want to share one other quote, and I'm going to kind of paraphrase this a little bit about what he said. Fear is eradicated. It is no longer necessary. There is no value. You are able to access your spiritual resources, always in a state of decisiveness, clarity, and love. Move this knowing into all that you do. Wow. To me, it's one of those things that I look at after I wrote, and I thought to myself, I aspire to do this. I don't know how well I'll do this, but I'm aspiring to doing to do this.
Wow. I'm blown away listening to that. I can feel the power in the words just as you shared that. Very exciting.
Yeah, and like I said, so much of today's, and this is the thing I love, is it's like taking back our power, because it's all about having the choice, having the power, being present, you know, and just allowing things to unfold the way that they're supposed to unfold, because we are all control freaks. And it's to just kind of sit back and to embrace it and to feel it and to allow it to unfold.
You know? Yeah, I mean, so many times people are like, oh, I don't know what my life purpose is, or, oh, you know, I hate my job. Well, you know, part of the message, and I'm not sure if it got a little hidden in there, part of the message was about loving where you're at, mm-hmm. and what you're doing, embracing where you're at now. That's the key to getting where you want to be. What keeps us stuck oftentimes is our frustration, our fear of moving on or changing, and our, you know, struggle with feeling trapped or hopeless. That keeps us stuck. When we can make friends with where we're at, even though we hate where we're at, if we can make friends with it and we can send it love, light, and harmony, that's the key to getting out of that prison, to getting out of feeling trapped. Because our feeling trapped, our feeling frustrated or fearful is what's keeping us stuck in that loop.
Yeah, and it's a loop that we make ourselves.
Exactly, exactly. It's an illusion that we've created in our own life. And yeah, it's so beautiful how everything comes together. Awesome. Well, we're excited. Coming up in our next segment is Susan Schuler channeling Jacob, a master teacher of the Akasha. We will be taking callers, our fourth segment, our last 15 minutes at 1-202-570-7057. Stay tuned.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Would you like to speak to an archangel? Hi, I'm Julie Geigel, Trans Channel for Archangel Metatron. Book your session now and get the clarity and insight you need to make this your best year yet.
Past life readings promote understanding about current life situations. This is psychic medium Susan Schuler. Let me help you gain insight. Book an appointment today at mediumsusan.com.
And we are the Psychic Angel Channelers from Angel Talk Tuesday, hosted every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern on OhmTimesRadio.com.
Aloha, my name is Jennifer O'Neill, and I'd like to invite you to come join me every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time for my show, Spirit Chat. Spirit Chat focuses on simplifying the process of using the spiritual tools and gifts you were born with in a way that fits into your everyday life. I also teach different techniques that will help you learn how to navigate the spirit realm and empower you on your own spiritual journey. So join me this Wednesday as I guide you through the spirit world.
Today, my new dad and I shot off a rocket in the park.
Today, my new son and I failed to shoot off a rocket.
The rocket launched into the air.
And then crashed into the pond.
I'll never forget that day.
I'll never forget that day, even if I tried.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Angel Talk Tuesday. This is Susan Schuler. We hope you enjoyed Julie's beautiful channel from the Very Wise Metatron, as well as our previous discussion. As a channeler, I work with a team of guides from the Akashic Records, of whom Jacob is the master teacher and leader of this group. The Akashic Records are where I gain much information during my past life and psychic readings. As a professional psychic medium based in the Los Angeles area, I do readings for clients in person and on the phone and with Skype all over the world. I do frequent mediumship and psychic demonstrations around Los Angeles and New York. My next big demonstration will be with the Arthur Findlay College tutor from the United Kingdom, Chris Drew, on Saturday, October 21st in Orange County. The lovely Lori Walker will be joining us as well. Tickets for this Power of Three evening of mediumship are $35 and can be purchased online at 3power.eventbrite.com. Chris Drew will also be doing an event down San Diego way with James Van Prague on October 24th, so I feel blessed to be working once again with this very accurate and entertaining man. For more information about these events, email me at mediumsusan@icloud.com. Aside from private readings and demonstrations, I also teach classes and hold small development circles in Santa Monica and online. Julie and I are very excited about our online Lightworkers Mentorship Program. This is an ongoing four-month training where we teach about psychic development, mediumship, and connecting to spirit guides and angels. Our Level 2 course, as Julie mentioned, will be beginning in November. All the details for any of this information may be found at my website at mediumsusan.com or on my Facebook page at Susan Schuler Psychic Medium. And don't forget, we are still accepting calls at 202-570-7057 for mini readings during the show, or even if you would like to share your own personal observations about today's topic. So let me take a nice, deep cleansing breath and invite Jacob to step forward for today's channel. Dear ones, we are excited to speak on today's topic, for it is something we feel strongly about. Doing one's best at all times is paramount to achieving the highest levels of development, but doing so with a positive and upbeat attitude not only will reflect in the work, but how those around you feel about you and your connection to the work and the world.
we feel a need to begin today's channel in a slightly different way. Please take a moment now to center yourself and to reconnect with your earth. With all the many upheavals going on in your world, we see how many of you look as though you too may quickly blow away. So if you are able, picture your beautiful Mother Earth and take a moment to blend your soul with her soul. For yes, it is indeed true, just as you have a soul, so is true of your planet. So we reconnect and blend your souls together at this moment and bask in the power of God as you blend the beauty of your souls. Feel her majesty around you. Enjoy this moment. Allow it to sustain you both for another new day, and simply breathe in one another's love. Every being is a reflection of God, much like you are a reflection of your Mother Earth. So be sure to love all the beings on the earth as you love God, for you are all pieces of the same. We see how easy it is to allow the weight of the stresses of your world to weigh down your natural zest for life. But living this way would be much like taking a swim in one of your crystal warm oceans, but tying your limbs down so they could feel its beauty and warmth, but with such panic of survival for fear of drowning that it overwhelms the beauty of the experience, placing you rather in survival mode. Survival mode, yes. This is precisely how many of you spend your days, desperately thrashing and grasping your way through your activities as you barely keep your noses above the waterline. But it need not be this way, for as those of you who swim know, there is actually not much movement needed to keep oneself afloat, and the more struggle, panic, and thrashing that takes place, the greater chance there is of being swept away under the water. So is the same we see many of you dealing with your lives. We ask you rather to breathe, look up at the beauty of the sky, feel the warmth of that blue ocean of life around you, smile into the brightness of the sun, allowing its rays to wash you clean. Stop the struggle and step toward each new event and activity with interest, enthusiasm, and curiosity, and life will be a gentle swim rather than a mad panic to get to shore as quick as you can, as you miss all the beauty along the way. Yes, we know, we remind you weekly that the world is your school and you have come here to learn, but it is true, and much truth stems from this concept, so it is monumental that you grasp this idea. Your attitude and the way you approach each person and event on your planet will directly affect the outcome of that experience. It will make it or break it. It will allow you to float on your back in the ocean of life, bobbing gently with the ebbs and flows of life, or struggle and strain, frantically swimming toward the shoreline as you are caught in the riptides of a bad attitude. You have lived so long in this mode of fight or flight that you know not how to become enthusiastic about anything anymore. This is true for many of you. You may find it a lesson in strength just to make it through a day sometimes. But when you realign yourself, taking back your base point rather than connecting to that frantic human you may have become, you will begin to see that each new experience is an adventure all its own. It is an experience to smile, look at those whom you interact with, spread love, raise the planet's vibration. And as you begin to see each event as a new adventure, it will begin to build an energy around you that will invite more and more of the same your way. No, we do not mean all of your experiences will be fairies, unicorns, and gumdrops, but with an attitude adjustment that invites in enthusiasm and curiosity, regardless of the task, you will shift your energy, inviting in positivity. All experiences will begin to look more rosy, simply because you are more naturally aligned and flying at a higher frequency. The other result of living a life where you always give 100% effort is the way it will positively affect others. We are all one, and by doing this, everyone wins, and that includes you. Take the time today to reflect on the way you approach your life, even those mundane things like walking the trash to the curb. Do you look up to the sky and enjoy the beauty as you walk? Or is your gaze at your feet, attempting to avoid eye contact with the chatty neighbor? Look at one another. Enjoy every aspect of your day. Learn to take yourself off autopilot and see each new thing with the eyes of a child. If you need to remember that childlike enthusiasm, make a date to watch children play. Everything is new and exciting, and they are so overwhelmed with enthusiasm, they feel a need to run laughingly from one event to another. Go reconnect with that dormant inner child. Stop feeling and embracing that fight or flight tendency. We are saddened at how much you are missing from your own learning, and just as much disappointed at what you unknowingly take from others by not choosing to live authentically from a place of absolute effort, curiosity, passion, and excitement. Stop looking down and look up. Look at one another. Stop being so focused on all the things you need to do that you allow your attitudes to sour as you age, for you are indeed missing the point. It's not what you do, it's the way that you do it. Aptitude will not determine your altitude, but your attitude will. This is Susan Schuler channeling Jacob from the Akashic Records. Please stay tuned for the last segment of the show when we will be discussing today's channel. And don't forget to call in if you have any questions at 202-570-7057. Thank you.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Are you a light worker? Would you like to become a light worker? Hi, I'm Julie Geigel, and I've partnered with my co-host from Angel Talk Tuesday, the gifted and talented Susan Schuler, to bring you an exciting new online event.
As former public school educators, Julie and I are now spiritual teachers. We've teamed up together to offer an exciting new mentorship program to help spiritual seekers align with their gifts to serve humanity.
This is an ongoing program that runs in 4-month segments. Go to juliekeigel.com to watch a sneak preview and learn more.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience in all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? Or is the best time, perhaps, today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Angel Talk Tuesday. This is Julie Geigel and Susan Schuler. And wow, Jacob was on fire today, as always. My paper is filled to the brim with awesome, amazing stuff. I love how calm and grounded Jacob is during the channeling. You can really feel that presence of being in control, being in charge, and definitely these energies we channel are, you can feel that whole emotional thing is kind of checked at the door. I love that, love that. Awesome channeling today, Susan. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling still kind of zen, but it's funny. It's like I wish I could check my emotions at the door that well.
I know.
That's so true. But I definitely get the impression that the two, both Metatron and Jacob, like today's topic.
Me too. Yes, most definitely. It was like they couldn't start talking soon enough. A couple things that really popped out at me. I love the beautiful healing for Mother Earth at the beginning and blending with her soul, that she has a soul, and being able to blend with her soul to feel her glory, her grace. I really enjoyed that. And then Metatron, Jacob. Jacob used the analogy of swimming, which I thought was very perfect, because there were so many analogies with swimming that really hit me. Don't get caught in the rip tides of a bad attitude, that thrashing and grasping and that fighting when you're panicking. And swimming doesn't take any effort, really. I mean, you can float by very, very little movement with your arms or legs. And I thought that was a beautiful analogy with our life, that when we are forcing things, when we're trying too hard, and when we're coming at our life experiences from our head instead of our heart, that's when we slip into fear, we slip into that thrashing about, and you know, that feeling of panic, getting swept under that water, that overwhelm. But if we would just breathe, if we would just remember that we don't need to expend this much energy to move through our day with ease, it brings a whole completely different perspective into our life and into our experiences. Any thoughts on that, Susan?
You know, it's interesting. I agree with the water analogy. I'm reminded of, and I don't know if this ever happened, I remember getting caught in riptides and how truly easy they were to get out of when you just went diagonal instead of straight. And you just kind of like, and let the waves kind of take you in. And it that's life. You know, it's like, yeah, this direction may not be the way I was planning on going, but I'm going to go this way and I'm just going to go with the flow. And it just takes you right into shore. I mean, really pretty easily.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah. And I know Abraham Esther Hicks Channels talks a lot about the river and flowing with the river instead of swimming upstream. Yeah, and, you know, there were so many analogies with Earth, smiling into the brightness of the sun, allowing the rays to wash you clean. Life can be a gentle swim instead of a mad panic to get to shore. This world is your school. You've come here to learn. And I know he's talked about that before, but it really is true. And our big lesson, you know, for today from Jacob was your attitude. So be conscious, become hyper-vigilant of what kind of attitude are you holding? I mean, and I do this too because, you know, and I know Metatron's talked before about my anxiety, which thank goodness is under control for the most part, but I can feel that anxiety rising, and it is when I'm not present, when I'm not being present in my life, when I'm trying frantically to get to the shore, to get something accomplished, or that I've got, you know, so too many things packed into my day and I'm feeling like I'm not going to get it all done. I can feel that rising of the anxiety. But I do use nature to help break that up, to help stop that in its tracks and help redirect me and focus on the ease and grace of life. And so oftentimes I'll just get up and go walk outside barefoot in the grass, or my pets in the wintertime when I can't get outside as much. My pets, I'll grab, I've got four now. I always thought those people who had four pets were crazy, and now I'm one of them.
I'm right with you, Julie.
But yeah, I'll grab the kitty or the dog and just love on them for a few minutes, and that will bring me back into relaxing and calming down and flowing with the river instead of feeling like I have to engage and be active and, you know, be filled with that fight or flight to get things accomplished.
Absolutely. And I think it's really important that, like what you had said about like walking outside without your shoes on, like earthing, that people take the time to find. And I mean, there's times I'll do readings with people that's something we actually look at, like what is going to bring you back to base point? You know, what works best for you? And I agree with playing with my animals because it forces you to be in the moment, and it's just being silly. And even like I think Jacob had mentioned about going to a playground and watching kids play or just kind of watching kids run around. I know I was a lifeguard for years, and maybe that's why he uses the water analogy for me. Oh. But it was hysterical. Kids can't walk. And I mean, I can't tell you how many times it was like, please slow down, walk, don't run. I mean, they can't. That's just how they get from one place to another.
Yep. I know I had my granddaughter on Sunday for about 5 or 6 hours. And just the sheer joy of watching the giggle and the smile on her face with everything that she did. I mean, there was nothing that she couldn't do without a smile or a laugh or some, you know, words of joy. It just brought so much delight to me. And I've noticed that really does infuse my life with a different energy. It really helps me to appreciate those golden moments because, you know, when I was raising my own children, I was too busy to notice a lot of that stuff, not everything. But, yeah, you're caught up in the busyness of doing. And I think, too, you know, your attitude directly affects the outcome of that experience. Each new experience is an adventure. This perception builds an energy around you that invites more of the same. So I think, you know, to bring it home for a lot of people who are not having really grand experiences right now, in, you know, when we think of Texas and Florida and other areas of our planet, attitude is important. It's not just about finding the great experiences or the good things that are happening in your life, but it is about rising above the tough experiences, rising above that struggle, and trying to have a positive attitude, which takes a bit of doing, but again, it shifts your energy and allows for more blessings to come into your life. So we certainly don't want to discount or imply that life is easy. You simply just have to think it that way. But it does take effort. It does take energy to shift into a higher vibrational space of attitude. But you can do it. You have the power. Stand in your power. Reconnect with your power today. Thank you, everyone, for taking the time out of your day to join us here on Angel Talk Tuesday. Archives are posted 24 hours after the live show airs on ohmtimesradio.com. Don't forget to join us on Facebook in the Angel Talk Tuesday break room, where we post our favorite quotes. Remember, you have a plethora of angels uplifting, inspiring, and enfolding you in God's love every day. Until next time, this is the Psychic Angel Channelers, Julie Geigel and Susan Schuler, helping you connect with your own angelic teams.